Next thing I wanted to address was overpopulation. This one really annoys me because this is a non-issue. This is total hokum. This is bunk. This is nonsense. And this one annoys me because the left, they love this one, right? This is how they've justified convincing Whitey not to have kids anymore. Well, if you have babies, you will blow up the planet. There's not enough resources to support all these babies. Already we're having problems. So the solution is to have less kids. No. No. You want more resources? Get more people to create more resources. It's really that simple. I just don't get it. White people are so stupid that they actually fall for this nonsense. That they believe that such a thing as overpopulation actually exists. Like you could actually overpopulate the planet. So, what is the main premise of the overpopulation argument? Meaning, why is it presented as a problem? Why is it presented as a negative? And why do people even believe that you can overpopulate? Now, first of all, you can't. And I'll explain why. So, let's say I have what we do. So we got what, 330 million people in America, plus the 30, 40 million illegal aliens that they tell you are still 11 million since like 1960. Oh, it's 11 million more. Oh, it's been this static number. Even though already this year, something like 2 or 3 million have come in. 5 or 6 since Biden took office. But it's still 11 million more. No. It's increasing. More. Oh, well, yeah, but a lot of those people are now Americans because they were born on American soil. Yeah, that's all we need. More low IQ morons with no human capital that need to be then propped up by the state, i.e., productive people, i.e., socialism, which these third world lunatic idiots that are coming into this country love. Yeah, otherwise, they wouldn't be coming here. If we didn't have all these redistributionist programs and the wealth to redistribute in the first place, they would not be coming here. But anyway, take America. Let's forget the illegals. Let's say, oh, 330, 340 million people. How do those people exist? I mean, if you go back to 1960, what was the population? 198 million or something? How is it that now we have 340, 350 million and we're able to feed them? What's happening here? If overpopulation is a real thing, well, we've got almost double the amount of people. Almost double the amount of people. How is it that our population has increased by 75, 80% and the doomsayers have been proven wrong again and again and again? How is it that we have more resources and those resources are cheaper, in fact, now than 50 years ago? How? What happened? Where's the population bomb? Why isn't the world imploded and then exploded? Huh? Why hasn't that happened? Where's the overpopulation people keep talking about? It was all bullshit to stop Whitey from having kids, and then the government was thereby then justified to bring in non-Whitey to take the place of the Whiteys that weren't born. I see. That's all it is. That's all that is. And notice the argument for overpopulation is only ever presented in Western countries. So what causes overpopulation? I said overpopulation was hokum, right? It is and it isn't. You see, overpopulation is a totally, completely, 100% artificial, ginned-up phenomenon that has been implemented solely in the third world to justify it in the first world. Oh, look what happened there in Africa! All these black people dropping dead! Oh my God, there's millions and millions of these people starving! We don't want that to happen here in the West, so we better stop having babies! Yeah, but that's not a problem. Because now we can go and help them and feel good about ourselves and give them the very aid that created the overpopulation in the first place. So here's how overpopulation actually happens. You introduce resources into an area that doesn't have the resources. You can't have more people than a specific area will support resource-wise. Let me paint things in a way you might understand, okay? Let's say I want to open up a car factory. And I want to build some cars and get a conveyor system going, just like Ford did. So I need raw materials, right? So I spend all my money, I buy all the raw materials I can, and then I buy them in the form of the parts that I need, and then I'm going to put the cars together, and I'm only able to afford to buy the requisite parts to build 100 cars. If I lack the parts, the resources to build more than 100 cars, can I build more than 100 cars? No! I'm not going to be able to eke out an extra car, an extra 5 cars. I'm not going to be able to build 110 because I only have enough materials for 100. Now, how does that relate to people? You need materials for people? You need materials for people. You need resources for people. Consider the food and the shelter and everything else and the fuel and the electricity. Everything surrounding what a person needs to survive and thrive and grow. Well, if you only have enough of that for 100 people, 100 new people, I can't make 110. If I only have enough productive capability to create 100 people, I can't make 110 people. I can't make 150 people. And if I have the productive capability to make 150 people, then I have enough resources to feed and take care of and promote the growth of those 150 people. Where's the overpopulation? Where's the lack of resources? If I lack the resources, I can't make those people to begin with. If I don't have the resources to create 100 people, I can't create those people to then not have the resources to create those people. You see the problem with the whole overpopulation argument? That resources have to be there in the first place, otherwise you can't create them. It's that simple. If I don't have the resources, if I don't have the food, if I don't have the shelter, if I don't have the calories at a base level to facilitate pregnancy, then the person won't even be conceived. If a woman's not getting enough calories, she's not going to menstruate. If she doesn't have enough body fat, the circumstances to create life won't even exist. She has the body fat, if she has the caloric intake, if she has the necessary resources to create and foster life, then she has those resources to create and foster the life and to make the milk that the baby needs. There's no overpopulation. Now, where this becomes a problem, where overpopulation becomes an actual and artificial issue, is when you say, effectively, altruistically, which is basically defective, introduce resources into a region where they didn't prior exist. And then you snatch them away, which is what the left and charities do. So they give a bunch of food to Africa, and then they snatch it away. So we got some food aid here. We got some free food, African people. Here's some free food. Here you go. We're going to give you free food. We're going to give you all this food for a year. And then because of this artificial increase in your resources, you're able to create more people. And then in a year, we're going to take it away. And then all your kids are going to starve to death. And we're going to say, oh, look, look, see that example right there of overpopulation? Oh, we got to get this under control in the West because look at what's happening in Africa. Oh, it's happening in Africa. It's only a matter of time. We gotta get this under control. We gotta have less babies, yo, or we're gonna end up like them. You mean the people who you gave the resources to create those human beings in the first place that you then snatched away to create the artificial shortfall of resources that resulted in what you say is the result of overpopulation, but it's actually the result of out of control altruism. Oh, I see. There's no such thing as overpopulation. It's a problem that is ginned up and created for the sole purpose of controlling humanity. The very people that push this idea want the global population to drop to such an extent that they can then centralize everybody into a very small region, and then have one world government, and then control everybody, and the fewer people there are, the easier they are to control. It's all about control. Not about scarce resources. Because the truth of the matter is, the more people you've got, the more people you have to not only create resources, to mine, to build, to innovate, to create. These aren't people that are just existing and then doing nothing. I mean, unless you're talking about today's modern day leftist scumbag, Frappuccino, complaining that they have to work, 16 hours a week, a person who doesn't really produce anything of any real value. Most people, they're producing more than they need. They have to, because if they didn't, they wouldn't survive. They're paying the rent, they're buying their food, and hopefully they've got enough left over to maybe save something, but they're producing more than they need. So they're actually producing more. If they weren't producing more, they would die. So this whole idea of overpopulation leading to scarcity of resources and mass starvation, it's a fabricated problem. It's a red herring. It doesn't exist naturally. It has to be created quite on purpose as a tool to manipulate people into your mindset and worldview so that you, meaning Whitey, don't have kids. So that's all the whole bullshit spiel about overpopulation is about. Getting rid of, displacing Whitey with dumb people who are more easily controlled and who are far less productive. Because the powers that be, the old money of the world, the old nobility of the world, the powers that be, they want to have total control over your life. But the only way they can do that is for everybody to be a poor, broke, loser, bum. Hence the deconstruction of the middle class in America and the increasing of illegal migration into the country and the impoverishment of the West. It's all about control, nothing more.